League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5 brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
Back-to-back turnovers in the end zone by the Baltimore Ravens.
Travis Kelce. Hey,
with Taylor Swift.
To the victors go everything.
Hey, 17-point comeback complete.
The 49ers are going to the Super Bowl.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
You make me want to kill. You make me want to learn. You make me want to shut up and wait my turn. You make me feel high.
Good Monday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell with you here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll be here until 10 o'clock. Whatever you want to talk about. We got, what did you learn this week in one sentence coming up in 45 minutes? So be ready for that. Have your whatever it is that you learned from this past. My weekend was a long week. I haven't been here since last Tuesday. So I had a nice long weekend, an uneventful week. And I'm not sure. I mean, you're going to ask what happened with the Cabo Cup and blah, blah, blah. It's really not that important.
That's clearly an L.
It's really not that important.
Did you play poorly? Did you cost your team?
I was positive points, but I my last match I didn't get any points. We needed my
that's like the points. Lions second half.
Yeah, it was pretty much so I was like the Lions second half. So yeah, I'm gonna put it squarely on my own shoulders that I didn't get enough points for my team.
That's accountability. That's what happens.
I was positive, but I didn't get enough.
When Ime Udoka comes into a city, this is what happens. Mm-hmm. People become more accountable.
Yeah, I'm accountable. Yeah. I'm accountable. And it just doesn't matter.
You hear that, Del?
This year, the Cabo Cup is really doesn't Del. Matter. It's like when Europe wins and nobody cares, blah, blah, whatever.
Tuesday, it was the most important thing that's happened in the country.
Well, now today, it's not that. Do you hear anybody talking about it? No.
Well, to be fair, I don't think we heard anyone talking about it last Monday.
Well, yeah.
Other than you.
Well, yeah. I remember I was talking about it last Monday, but it really doesn't matter this Monday.
But this Monday, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter, no.
Wow.
Doesn't, wow. Yeah.
What a change.
Yeah, it's a big, big difference. But here's the deal is...
You just got upstaged by the Super Bowl, probably.
No. The championship games, well, it was over already for the championship games. And we are going to be watching the Super Bowl, and we're going to be doing it at Warehouse Live Midtown. As a matter of fact, right now, since you're listening, it's 7 o'clock. Let's give away a VIP table to that, all right? Because we wanted to remind you, on February 11th, the big game is going to be watched at Warehouse Live Midtown. If you can come, call number 4 right now, 713-780-3776. Those of you that are here for the beginning of the show and you're listening terrestrially, I would imagine you're going to have the edge. If you want to come and watch the Super Bowl with us, a VIP table. But listen, you go to warehouselivemidtown.com. There are plenty. There's seats all over the place. It's going to be great. We're just giving away VIP tables right now. But everybody is welcome. If you don't want a VIP table, not to worry. There's plenty of room. Holds 1,000 or more people in there. It's a great, great venue that we're going to be watching the game. So we'll do that right now. We've got a winner. So congratulations. The championship games. The Lions, I agree wholeheartedly with being aggressive, right? But you have to, you're going to have an aggressive mindset, but you have to also, you have to have a winning mindset as well.
Control.
Do what is necessary to win the game. Going up, I thought the most egregious was not going up 3 scores.
Yeah.
Because he had other ones that he went for And you know what? Well, 47 yarder. I'm not sure that the guy is all that great. He's not great at 47 yarders. As a matter of fact, his record is not great.
Still. I mean, two touchdowns, two-point conversions don't beat you. I mean, don't tie you. It's three scores.
No. I'm talking about the second time when it was 27-24, and he didn't go for the 47-yard.
Right. I'm staying on the first one because there's multiples.
I agree. He should have gone. When it was 24-10, you kicked that field goal.
When you can take it to the next score,
yes.
You do it.
Yes.
In a game like that.
Yes.
And I understand if you thought it was, but see, at the and I know the thought was probably Dan Campbell thought defensively, you know, we're going to need more points. Okay, I get that. But you force them to play differently once it's three scores as opposed to two scores. And you don't take that. They really start to add, how often do we see this where guys, and usually we're arguing about analytics. This isn't an analytic. This is a grip it and rip it guy. Yeah. He's just like, oh, we're playing to win. He's not going off of analytics. He's going off of grip it and rip it. That's his. He doesn't lay up on par fives over water, ever.
Well, and we'll
Dan
hear from him, too.
Do that.
And he was like, yeah, hindsight is easy. No! No, it's not. I hate when coaches say that. Oh, it's hindsight.
All of us thought that with foresight.
What? With while you were going for it, kick this field goal.
He's being defensive. I mean, because these add up. Everyone acts like, you know, in a vacuum, nothing. That's the one argument I have strongly against analytics is there's no consideration for what are the consequences of failure on a decision making. Everything's made in a vacuum, but on something like this. When you miss the first one, once again, I don't believe any of this to be analytics driven, but when you miss the first one, opportunity to kick a field goal, then a second one comes up and you pass on that one that would have tied the game.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Now that's 6 points.
Yes.
I mean, that's 6 points you've given away, or worst case scenario, three. You end up losing by three. I mean, it was just, you know, these points matter. The outcome is determined by aggregation of points. The points you get, I get it. It seems less valuable to people, but there's also a sliding scale. Like Daryl Morey used to tell me about, you know, if you want to be slightly over, if there's 7 minutes to play, you want to be winning by slightly more than 7 points. If there's 5 minutes to play, you want to be winning by more than 5 points. Because from an analytics standpoint, your winning percentage is up over 70%.
That's not really an analytics thing. It's a common sense thing.
Do
I want to be winning by winning or by,
well,
you know what I'm saying?
It's the shrinking of time.
Yes, right.
The shrinking of points.
Which is why this argument that there's no such thing as clutch is stupid.
Right.
Because with 1 second to go, I only have one more shot and I've got to hit it. Two quarters to go, if I miss that shot, I've got plenty of time to make it up.
Yeah, I think there has to be a consideration of when to, you know, the going forward on fourth. It's almost like, well, this is our brand. I got to stay with what got us here. Dan Campbell failed to humble himself. You have to understand, just because that's your brand and that's your mindset doesn't mean that you can't take a step back and say, you know what, let's play this smart and give ourselves a better chance to win. I know the argument is, yeah, but if they get the first down. Yeah, but what are the cons? Once again, this is never seems to ever be considered. Maybe it's because it's a passive mindset. What are the consequences of failure? What will it mean if we fail on this opportunity? And what will it mean if we succeed? And I don't think that's balanced out enough with some of the decision making that is made, where you know people going for it on their own side of the ball. Unless you have a high percentage of a high yield of. You know, watching the Ravens yesterday, Ravens were dumb. The Ravens were penalties. Lamar was bad. Watching the Lions, that was just, we've seen it with Oilers. You and I have seen it with Oilers. But we saw it with Texans and Chiefs. We saw it with Colts versus, who was that big comeback against? Was it Ravens?
The Vikings.
Yeah, Colts and Vikings.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, and things get tighter and tighter and, one of the best ways to stem the flow is just put some points on the board.
Yeah. Yep.
You know,
yep.
Break some momentum.
Yep. Yep.
And it was, well, I don't want to put it all on Dan Campbell because, you know, Brock
but a lot
Purdy
of it
did
is.
A nice job, but it, yeah. He gave them opportunities they wouldn't have had otherwise. And the clock
you
would have spun.
Are just saying Brock Purdy is good because he's white. Okay. So we got to stop that. We have to really.
I'm not actually a huge Brock Purdy
guy. My goodness. We are a country that is just regressing.
Oh,
this Bomani Jones stuff about Josh Allen and this because he's a white quarterback that we like. It's just getting ridiculous again.
It's a sad place where we can't even talk about. You have to worry about someone's agendas, and you can't like if you consider someone's race before you praise or criticize them, then you're a loser. I mean, honestly, I mean you're someone who definitely should not be in the mainstream media, but should not be in a media role.
You know,
like
who,
you can't, and that's why I hate this whole. We can't have discussions because people accused of racism or, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of black analysts who think, well, if I say something about Josh Allen, now I'm going to be accused of coming after the white quarterback.
Okay, was Lamar going to catch it more than Josh Allen caught it last week?
I'll tell you the numbers here. Josh Allen's played in 10 postseason games. Okay, he's 5-5 in his 10 postseason games. He has 21 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. He's run for over 580 yards, and he has 5 rushing touchdowns in his career. It's like his completion percentage is around 64%. Lamar Jackson is 2-4 now. He's got 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. He's run for 460-some-odd yards with 3 rushing touchdowns. Bottom line is Lamar is a 1-1 in touchdown to interception. His completion percentage is under 60%. Josh Allen's is over 64% with 21 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and he's a 500 record on this. In one of his losses, he was phenomenal against Kansas City. He was phenomenal in one of those quote-unquote losses. There's no question Josh Allen has been a much better playoff quarterback than Lamar. Guess what? Neither one of them have gotten where they need to go. So we talk about, like, we can do a comparison, but you're comparing two guys who can't get to Super Bowls anyway.
Yeah, no.
But Lamar has right now way more.
Is it fair that I look at a meme that I see it shows Lamar Jackson and he turns into James Harden?
No, I saw that. I don't believe that to be fair at this point. We've saved that for Dak.
Okay.
Like Dak is currently, it's Dak Harden. We've already done that.
Doesn't Dak have to get there more or does he? I don't know.
Lamar doesn't get the AFC championship games.
Listen.
When does Lamar get there? This year?
Is it much different, though, Dak and Lamar? I think that's probably, it's getting comparable, isn't it?
Lamar is the people's quarterback. Dell said this on Friday. And I mean, this is, if you're just honest, we all know this. Lamar is the people's quarterback. You know, it is, I think it's sad to me that I have to live in a world, and I'm really just talking about me, that I have to live in this world now.
Right.
Ryan Clark will make a comment about Lamar Jackson, but our media members are not going to, you're not going to be able to watch shows or listen to shows where there's honesty. I mean, Lamar's become a big problem. And I honestly, when I say big problem, he's great in the regular season. He's Bagwellian in the regular season. He's Bagwell Biggio. But the fact is, in the postseason so far, and it's kind of a small sample size, but not, it's not really a small sample size. It's an average sample size. The problem is, when teams really hyper-focus on doing something to take him away, he just can't respond. And historically, I looked at the next-gen data that NFL Network, NFL Research providers. He doesn't do well against Steve Spagnuolo. And Spagnuolo blitzes him a ton. He was over 50% blitz, which is the highest he's had against Lamar. And Lamar just, they show him, I don't know what looks they're showing him, but the guy couldn't process and throw quickly. There was nothing on time.
No, nothing.
Everything was hold, wait. And then he doesn't make good decisions when that happens.
Even the swing passes out there. But here's the problem. Well, listen, Todd Monken needs to catch it today. Mm-hmm. They had six carries by running backs.
Yeah.
Six.
It's 2 by Zay Flowers.
This is the number one rushing team in the league. And you were only down 10 points at the most.
Knox College should not produce another coordinator ever. Mm. I know that's where you went to school, but Todd Monken.
One of the
greats. Todd Monken stunk yesterday. And, I mean, Lamar didn't execute, obviously. But for Monken, it's less about, quote-unquote, play calling and more about what he didn't call. Like, Lamar's not a guy you throw the ball 40 times with. He can't beat you with. But if you're honest, he's not going to win from the pocket with, like Pat, he's not Pat Mahomes. What makes him good is the balance. Todd Monken, that's on him to take some of that away from Lamar.
Lamar
Jackson.
Had 45, not 44. He had 49. He was sacked four times. He had 8 carries for 54 yards. All of them were scrambles. Most of them were scrambles. And he threw 37 times. Gus Edwards had 3 carries at an average of 6.7 yards.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Isaiah Pacheco, you know how many carries he had yesterday?
He only had 2 or 3.
24 carries.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of Justice Hill. Yeah. No, Pacheco carried it at the time.
24 carries, and he only averaged 2.8 yards. So you know what they did? They kept running the ball.
So here's the question that Dell and I were talking about, maybe with, I don't know if it was Mike Tannenbaum or who we were talking about it with last week when you were gone, but the question I had was, can Andy Reid really stick with Isaiah Pacheco and get away from Pat Mahomes? Like, is he going to have, you know, I thought that Todd Monken would stick with a balanced attack. Mm-hmm. But instead, Andy Reid said, no, we're going to run Pacheco. And Todd Monken goes, you know what? Let's do something different. Yeah. The cute offensive coordinator ideology is the worst thing I've ever seen. Let's not do who we are because we're going to fool them.
Okay,
so
but
dumb.
Okay, by the same token, nobody went in for it on fourth down more than the Detroit Lions. How about this? That's the stat today. 34% of their fourth downs they went for.
Yeah.
That's a ton. The most this century. So for them to be who they were all season long, that's who we are. And that's what we do. I agree wholeheartedly. They should have played smarter. They should have kicked field goals. But that's who they are.
No, I know.
At least they stuck to what they do.
But to my point, you did that. You're sticking to what you do. Did you do that? Was it a lack of humility where you could have said, you know, I know this is what we do, but this is our little brand, but let's do something a little bit different. All you're doing is trying to win a game and get to a Super Bowl. It doesn't make you a lesser.
Yep.
You're still an aggressive coach.
Yep.
You just have an opportunity and know when to retreat. And this isn't a retreat, really, to me.
No, it's taking points and putting it out of reach. All right, we got a break. When we come back, 713-780-3776, a lot more to talk about, including Kadarius Toney. Can we play? Are you going to play that this morning, Kadarius Toney? Can we get that down?
Well, I was going to play it when I clean it up later.
Do what?
I said I was going to play it when I clean it up.
No, don't clean it up. Just play
it. No, I got to clean it up.
Okay. I think it's fun.
No, Dell, let's clean it up.
I think it's fun. I think it'll be fun for everybody to hear Kadarius.
Everything can burn. He's the Joker.
Hey, maintenance to your roof is as important as oil changes. Do you just go with your car and you don't get any oil changes? No. A properly maintained roof should provide 25 or more years of leak-free performance. And here's the deal. If you don't have any certification that you've done, that you've maintained your roof, if you get a hailstorm or you get some kind of any kind of damage, whatever the damage may be, the insurance company is not going to pay out. It's just not, because you haven't maintained the roof. They're going to say, no, that was wear and tear. If you'd have maintained it, then, and you had some kind of a certification that you maintained it, then we would absolutely pay you. If you haven't had anybody look at your roof, if your roof is starting to shine, it is time. If you've got black streaks in your roof, it is time. It is time that you call 281-480-ROOF. 281-480-ROOF. The Brinkman quality. Listen, that's in their name. BrinkmanQuality.com. BrinkmanQuality.com. It's with two N's at the end. BrinkmanQuality.com. They've been doing this for over 50 years. They are fantastic. Jason is fantastic. You will probably deal with him. And you're going to have a roof, and you're going to have people that will stand behind the roofs. You're looking to at least do some maintenance on your roof. 281-480-ROOF or BrinkmanQuality.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, right where you belong.
You're the only one left of the Wayne family. This is where you belong. Welcome home.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lance and John. Scratch that. Reverse it.
I just felt really good about us converting and getting our momentum and not letting them play long ball. You know, they were bleeding the clock out. That's what they do. And I wanted to get the upper hand back, you know. And it's easy hindsight, and I get it, you know. I get that. But I don't regret those decisions, and that's hard. You know, it's hard because, you know, we didn't come through. We wasn't able to work out, but I don't.
I don't. And I understand the scrutiny I'll get. That's part of the gig, man. But, you know, we just didn't work out.
I like Dan Campbell. I like, you know, he's, man, I'd love to play for a guy like that. He's so fiery. He's so passionate. He made mistakes, though. And it's not, I hate when coaches do that. It's hindsight. No, we were saying it at the time. At the time. You know what? Kick the field goal, dude. What are you doing? Kick the field goal to go up three scores. You don't get it there. And that changed the game. When it was 24-10, he doesn't get that. It changed the whole game.
Well, because
you go up three scores. And yes.
You kick a field goal, you're three scores. They're going to get it at the 25. It's a longer drive. It's everything about it. Now they know they have to put it in the paint three different times. Yeah. It's different.
I mean, the non-talked about storyline is all that Aggie failure. Dan Campbell, Josh Reynolds drops two. Aaron Glenn couldn't find a way to get stops in the second half.
Gosh.
A lot of Aggie failure in that second half.
Are you going to do thumbs down, John?
I'm not going to do thumbs down.
And horns down.
But
I'm
just going to point out a lot of Aggie failing in that second half.
There's, I did not think about
there's
that.
There's no such thing as Aggie
that
failing.
That was a rough day for the Aggies yesterday.
It was not a rough day for the Aggies. I know that, listen. What about the other guys?
What other guys?
Well, how about, you know,
exactly. Glenn Campbell and Reynolds all had a rough second halves.
Dell, I'm not a fan of.
Who is that? Well, I'm just pointing out if we turn your mic on. How about that? How about you turn your mic on? There you go.
Beat A&M at basketball on Saturday, too, at Texas A&M. This is a terrible weekend.
It was a terrible weekend for Aggies.
Do you have any Aggies on your Cabo Cup team?
No Aggies. No.
That seems impossible.
They don't think they don't get invited. No Aggies on our team.
They don't get invited. What are they going to bring down the property values? What do you mean they don't get invited?
We had a couple of Cougs that were very excited about the win on Saturday.
I bet.
Yeah, that Coug win was nice. Matter of fact, we were playing against them. They're watching the game while we're playing. Okay.
It's a different man. This is what sustained excellence looks like. People don't miss. Like it's real. Like people are really locked in with the Cougs and they're playing. I mean, they are still a top five team. You know, taking care of business inside the conference. Now it's
Did you see the accusations by Kansas State against Iowa State? Maybe that's why the Cougs lost at Iowa State.
The cheating accusations.
Yeah, cheating because they're inside their huddle. They're trying to spy on their huddles and. You know, and the Iowa State coach was pretty pissed about the whole thing. But I believe them. I believe Kansas State, and they were probably in the Cougs huddle. And that's why the Cougs lost at Iowa State. I'm just saying. That's all I'm saying. All right?
What?
I don't know. All I'm saying I would imagine the ratings were good for yesterday's game. People care, right? Or are we done with this season now that the Texans are out?
Oh, you mean in Houston, ratings? I don't know. Do we get those once the Texans stop playing? Do the ratings come out for the Houston market
saw? Well, my wife gets all the ratings for everything.
I just don't know if they're widely reported at this point, because who cares what we were looking at yesterday.
Yeah. So I'm so sick of them, though. I know that they're just like the Astros. Now I see what other people think of the Astros and, you know, the whole cheating thing on top of the Astros. I get that. I get the people. I'm so tired of the Chiefs.
But they didn't cheat.
I got Chiefs fatigue.
Oh, you're tired of just watching them be good?
Yeah, and I don't mind Taylor Swift, if you want to know the truth. Matter of fact, when he makes a big play, I want to see what she's doing.
Yeah, she's excited. Great. Yeah. We can discuss this ad nauseum. I don't get it either.
Oh, no, people hate it.
I know they hate it, but why?
I don't get it.
What's the reasoning?
I don't get
it. It's real. Like, football fans, like I saw your favorite guy, Quincy Avery, tweeted about it. He got ripped to shreds about it. It's real.
Swifties annihilated him.
Even just other people. So it's real like, hey, our band is niche. I didn't like it when they went mainstream. Like, oh, all of a sudden a pop star likes football and now you got a problem with this?
Honestly,
I don't get it.
I'm finding the complaining about Taylor Swift more annoying than the Taylor Swift stuff. The cutaways have gone way down. We don't have the same amount of cutaways at all. There's a little pie chart of somebody did the work of how much they wanted us. It felt like she was on TV a lot, and they did the. Do you see that? They did the work on how much she's actually been on TV. Not yesterday, but it was like the last four games, I guess. It was like a total of a minute 27 per game with the shots. It had been 127. It went down to like 106, something like that. total in a game. Like, I see cutaways of people's moms and dads all the time. I don't care if it's a girlfriend, a wife, or if it's a parent or whatever. It's the same cutaway. I remember famously we complained about Bubby Brister's mom being showed when they beat the Oilers in the playoffs. They showed her like 150 times in a game.
I saw a lot of Brock Purdy's parents yesterday. Anybody up in arms?
I don't like it. Doesn't bother my watching.
No.
It doesn't bother my watching experience.
I like watching moms and dads in the stands, though.
I don't have a problem with that.
And I don't mind Taylor Swift.
I don't either.
So what?
I don't care about when the NBA does it with people on the sideline. Somebody made a point about, how come there's not the same crying and complaining when you're showing
Jack Nicholson?
The UFC is showing people, and granted, it's not cutaways to that. UFC does it to promote the stuff. They don't do it cutaways in the middle of a fight. But that's just, you know, we see it. Kate Upton with Justin Verlander, we would see plenty of Kate Upton stuff.
The guy calling the game, Tony Romo, famously had Carrie Underwood and Jessica Simpson at games, that quite a bit.
I forgot about. Well, I remember Jessica Simpson. I forgot about Carrie Underwood.
They were both at games
for him.
And
Carrie Underwood way better than.
And
that.
Then Jim Nance kind of referenced it at one point.
I don't. Yeah.
Well, oh
yeah.
Right now.
Oh yeah. Carrie Underwood's. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jessica Simpson still had
back
some.
Then.
But remember when she couldn't spell tuna or whatever?
Who cares what she could spell?
Oh, there it is. But the point is, like,
I like people to be well around. Like my wife, who has
my wife has
a law degree. Thank you, stay at home mom.
Yeah. Don't dab.
Thank you. Oh, look at him dabbing. My wife looked a lot like Carrie Underwood.
She did.
Yeah,
It's weird because Jim Nance kind of will reference that Tony Romo used to date pop stars, and Tony's like, hey, I got a wife.
That's why you switched up. You were going to say Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, his wife. I'm sure his wife ain't thrilled with how he used to date those pop stars.
Yeah, because Jim Nance has done that a couple times this year. Like, yeah, you know a lot about that, don't you, Tony? And Tony's like, no.
Tony's got to do that. Tony's got to, during the break, seriously, don't bring it up.
Well, Tony, more than once, has referenced that they're married already.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
That's Jason Kelce, the brother-in-law.
Yeah.
They're married. His because wife is coming. In the stands.
It's coming.
Is it?
If that would have happened to him when he was playing with Jessica Simpson or Carrie Underwood,
he'd
have been like, what the?
Yeah, exactly. What are you doing here? I'm just having a good time.
Love. This is true love. And I am getting tired of, oh, my God. Like, come on, guys. This is not.
Yeah.
I get it. We all talked about it because they were showing NBC, couldn't stop showing her. But now it's a point where it's just a regular cutaway in a game. It's really not that. Is this the thing that we're outraged about now? You know, you got to be outraged about something.
We'll find out now. She's going to be really, really tired. You know, she's playing in Tokyo the night before the Super Bowl.
I thought they had how it's set up. They said she would get there in time if she wanted to because of the time differences and all that stuff.
Yeah, but she's got a gig in Tokyo.
I know.
The night before.
I don't know how she's going to get a private jet.
I don't know how she'll do it. But can she even get seats? Upper deck right now. The cheapest seat to get into the Super Bowl, $9,000.
No one's paying that.
No one's paying that. And it's the cheapest, and it is upper deck. I'm going to show you the view.
No one's paying that.
I'm telling you right now, bro. It's $9,000 to get in. So just so everybody knows, you're probably not going to the Super Bowl. If you thought, hey, maybe I'd like to go to this Super Bowl in Las Vegas, by the way, $9,000 to get in, $7,000 for a room. Just so you know. Just so you're aware of how much this is going to cost you to go to this game. Just so you're aware. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get in here. Still ahead in 15 minutes, we're going to play What Did You Learn This Weekend in One Sentence. But first, we're going to play a little QC Kinetics.
Yeah, and QC Kinetics is it's really important that you know about QC Kinetics. You've heard the commercials probably, the recorded commercials. The first time I heard about QC Kinetics was with Emmett Smith. He was doing a commercial, and then QC Kinetics came to me. And I'm like, actually, I have, at the time I was just doing spots for QC Kinetics, but I knew all about the PRP and the stem cell and the different things that are being used right now to improve health, taking the body's healing powers, concentrating and putting back into joints. That all, I knew that was something athletes were doing. I was very excited to talk about them. Then my wife ended up getting diagnosed with a bone-on-bone knee condition, and it took 5 different treatments. They were able to get her ready, however, for a marathon, for the Berlin Marathon, after the Boston Marathon, where we didn't think she'd be able to run again. And that's the difference that a QC Kinetics can make. For you, You don't have to be preparing for a marathon or anything like that. It could just be as simple as wanting to live your life without having constant chronic pain. Waking up in the middle of the night hurt. Getting up out of bed, you feel terrible. It hurts all the time. Get rid of that inflammation. Get rid of that chronic pain with QC Kinetics. It really works. And there's 4 locations here in the Houston area. Make sure that you go to the website for more information, QCKinetics.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now with more nougat.
You're not cooking.
Pork chop sandwiches.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
I'm not frustrated at all. I'm angry about, you know, losing. We're a game away from the Super Bowl. We've been waiting all this time, all these moments for an opportunity like this, and we fell short. But I feel like our team, we're gonna build. You know, this offseason, we're going to get right, get better, grind, and try to be in this position again, but on the other side of victory.
He needs another receiver. I mean, Bateman has been nothing. Odell did nothing. And Zay Flowers was just a mistake waiting to happen.
Two good pass catching tight ends and Zay Flowers, a really talented wide receiver.
And he had a lot of yards, but he made two huge mistakes.
Bonehead mistakes, but that doesn't mean he's not talented. Like he's got as much as Phillip Rivers had. Why do we quarterbacks that we
no,
consider
but
to
get
be
him another weapon.
Elite? I know we're going to get him another weapon. Right. We'll keep. I already knew. First of all, I wasn't a Bateman guy coming out of college. He's soft. He's playing exactly like I saw whenever Lamar Jackson, the cornerback from Nebraska, locked him down. He was too strong for him. And I was like, it is. Hmm. And then you've got Odell Beckham Jr., who's washed. That's just what it is. I mean, he still can do some things, but Lamar requires guys who can get wide open. He's not going to be a tight window thrower. He requires certain things. But that was just on Lamar. Like, he was... He held the ball too long. All of his deep balls, he had guys who had a step. He's just a bad deep ball thrower when it comes to deep ball accuracy down the sideline. He was out 3 yards ahead of every deep ball. He just couldn't land it. He couldn't float it in and land the deep balls.
He throws it on the line.
That was on Lamar. This is probably that throw.
The interception was terrible.
As one of the staunchest Lamar supporters, like Bamani, I didn't know that was a thing, but like Ryan Clark, like, you know, everybody who defends Lamar, you can't say anything, but there is no other, this isn't a Todd Monken thing. You don't throw that football.
Well, the Bamani thing, I think that John was talking about, he can correct me if I'm wrong, Bamani talked about Josh Allen like everyone was discussing. Well, Josh Allen's eventually going to get there. I guess he took issue with the assumption that Josh is just, he's right around the corner to get there.
He's right around
discussion.
The corner, but it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
Exactly.
James Harden was right around the corner, too, but he had to face off. Guess what? The Warriors are in his way, and I'm not sure he's getting past. Like, Josh Allen has the talent to get around. I've seen him put a team on his back. I don't know that Lamar can do it in a postseason. I've never seen it. I'm not counting a game against the Texans. I mean, big stage, the best teams. I haven't seen it from Lamar yet. I just don't know. And that's the big, that's the big thing, that the hurdle that he's going to have to cross is, do we keep saying we got to get him this? We got to get him this. He's got to play better.
He
doesn't play well in the playoffs.
No, he doesn't. He didn't play well yesterday. That's for sure. It was awful. But you know what? Give him a little help, Todd Monken. Run the ball. Don't make him do everything. And that's the problem with Josh Allen as well, is they put too much on their shoulders. Josh Allen's got to run the ball. Josh Allen's got to pass the ball. And you know what happens? They don't win the football game. Get some guys in there that are going to help him. But that's more on Todd Monken than the GM, because he had Gus Edwards. And Gus Edwards was running the football
great. Lamar played poorly, but you also ask him, in the middle of a game where he was kind of stymied by Steve Spagnuolo and his own indecisiveness, you're asking them to, like, what are you doing?
And the weather became an issue, too. It was raining, the ball was wet, and they just didn't hand the ball. It was, like you said, it was 17-7. We don't talk about the Chiefs' offense shutting down the entire second half.
Yeah,
but
what did they do in the second
half?
The
Ravens' defense figured it out. They had them shut down, so that game was 10 points. No matter how many times the Ravens turned the ball over or went 3 and out or had to punt the football.
They kept you in it.
Your defense kept you in it, and obviously the Zay Flowers mistakes were crazy, but just dropping back and throwing the football over and over again. I know you probably felt game pressure that at any point that the Chiefs can make it 17. If you don't score, you got to throw the football. But that's not who you are. Run the ball.
I think Lamar's unwillingness to tuck and run yesterday was a killer. Like, he was waiting too long. This is the game. Let's stop trying to.
And where were the design runs?
I don't know. This is the postseason.
Or for him?
Yeah, design runs.
This is the postseason. Yeah. Do whatever it takes
to win the game.
To move on to the next round. Right. And I just thought, I don't know if it was going to happen for the Ravens, but the Chiefs did not score in the second half. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't score
though. They don't score in the second half.
Right.
It came out as either two.
Right, they don't. This is who they are.
Yeah, that's what they are. 49ers a one-point favorite right now. 49ers a one-point favorite. I don't know which way I'm going if you want to know this. I don't know how you bet against Pat Mahomes.
Of ours did yesterday? He did this at the beginning of the week. He texted me. We both know him well.
Yes. Mahomes versus
He
Lamar.
Just said, I don't care what the number is. I'm getting points with Mahomes to beat Lamar.
Yeah.
I'm betting Mahomes over Lamar. He said, and I said, well, I guess your analysis was correct. He goes, sometimes it's simple. He texted yesterday, I'm going 15 over 18 or whatever Brock Purdy's number 13. Is. Yeah, he goes, this week I'm going 15 over 13.
Yeah.
And it's just a simple, and that was what my analysis was whenever it was against the Colts. I just said, I'm just going C.J. Stroud over Minshew. It's just that simple. Sometimes it's as simple as, like, if you bet on Pat Mahomes, you're usually going to win. And then Pat Mahomes getting points? Like, the Chiefs look like they're playing their best football right now. Well, in the first half.
I'm looking at SeatGeek. $9,600 is the cheapest seat that you can get.
Well, obviously you wait, and that's not going to be the case.
I don't know. Do you think it's going way down? You think that,
yes, that's too expensive. You can't afford that to get in the building.
Well, I can't afford it, but.
Ask your boy what the rates are. They're never that high.
No, but this is Vegas. It's a different deal. They've never had one in Vegas.
Yeah, it is Vegas, but it is a different deal. I still think it'll probably be around. Now, I do think it'll be in the 3,000s.
This is what corporations are going to pay.
I think it'll be in the 3,000s.
No chance. Zero chance it gets down to 3,000. Zero chance it gets down to 3,000.
Let's see, because we still got 2 weeks.
Well, my boy who gets his tickets say there are more secondary people out there right now, and they're paying exorbitant amounts for these tickets.
Because they don't know, and now they're going to try to get
their money back. And now it's jacked everything up. But Vegas is really what jacked everything up. Vegas is really stupid how much this is, because this is a perfect place for corporations to entertain their guests. Hotels. I mean, it's going to be an expensive way to do it, but the only people that are going to be there are going to be people, corporate people, because at $10,000 a ticket, it's just, and that's 10,000 isn't even the average ticket. It's going to be well over 11,000-12,000 for the average ticket.
It is a Vegas thing that makes it makes it big, and this is as good as they probably could have hoped for. I mean, Ravens would have been good.
Oh, no, the Lions would have been ridiculous.
Because they hadn't been there?
Hadn't been there.
Okay.
Yeah.
But San Francisco travels easily.
Yeah. Yeah, but yes, San Francisco's good. Kansas City, again, is like, really?
Yeah, that's what I wonder if that's going
to
be the case.
Of course, they never had to go on the road until this year. So, you know, they haven't had to spend that road money before. But this year, they've had two road games.
You think Baltimore would have been better?
Baltimore probably
I think there would have been some people just to go see Lamar Jackson playing a Super Bowl.
Yeah, maybe.
Lamar versus
But Pat Mahomes, we're watching something that's, dude, he's already got as many or more playoff wins than Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. It's the same as Tom Brady at this stage, I think.
Yeah.
We're watching LeBron James right now. Like, Tom Brady is always going to have a Jordan status because of his championships and all that. We're definitely watching the LeBron. If there's a 1 and a 1A, with Jordan and LeBron, if you feel that way about Jordan, then it's going to – I think we're getting to a point where it's going to be impossible to not feel that way again about – it'll be Tom Brady played for 20 years. Tom Brady, you know, won a championship in his 40. Tom Brady did this. But I don't really know how you're going to be able to make a strong case against Pat Mahomes. Like, Pat Mahomes is going to be right there in the conversation, provided he – because this is not even a good year for the team. It's not a good year for Pat Mahomes, mm-hmm. not a good year for the Chiefs. And then they hit the switch again? Like, I feel like Andy Reid needs to be there. Yeah. But if Andy and Pat, if Andy can keep going for another 5 years, man, I honestly think the Texans, I said it before and I'll say it again. I believe the Texans are one of the teams that are going to be best positioned. C.J. Stroud knows how to win from the pocket. Lamar Jackson does not at this time. Joe Burrow does. Can he stay healthy? How is that team going to stay together? Because they don't like spending money. Like, when you look at the AFC, there's no reason to believe the Texans, we got to break it. There's no reason to believe the Texans are not going to be there with the Chiefs.
No, well, that's a question that's coming up later. But right now, we've got, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence? You get one sentence. Okay, let's play the game. You get one sentence to tell me what you learned. Tell us what you learned this weekend. One sentence. 713-780-3776. Then we have to discern exactly what you meant by it. Usually, we can't hear you, but this time, we're going to try to actually hear you.
We're going to listen.
We listen usually. We just can't hear because of some stuff. I don't know. 713-780-3776. Now's a great time for MyBookie, right? MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. If you don't have a MyBookie account right now, you got to get one. Big game coming up. NBA, college hoops every night. Golf and soccer and hockey. It's awesome. Plus, MyBookie is more than just a sports book. Get a real-life Vegas experience from the comfort of your home. They actually have live, in-the-flesh dealers on the poker, blackjack, and roulette tables. It's really, really cool. You're actually watching the dealer deal the cards to you. All you have to do is go to MyBookie. I never trust when it's just a machine. I trust when I can actually see the dealer. This is the place to go. All you have to do is go to MyBookie.ag, click on bonuses to see all the great ways to turn your deposit into bonus cash. Whether you're new to MyBookie or you just want to reload it as an existing customer, you can also refer a friend, get some bonus cash. Use promo code BET975. Start playing today, MyBookie.ag. Use promo code BET975. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. Only with my bookie.
ESPN 975.com. One of these guys cheats at fishing.
We got weights and fish.
There we go.
You're back in the Veridex Community Bank Studios with John Granato and Lance Zerline.
All right, 748 ESPN 975 and 925. Let's go. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? 713-780-377. I'll start. I learned this weekend that Kadarius Toney uses ugly, ugly, ugly language and will probably never play in the NFL again.
Well, we'll hear from him at 8:30.
He's going to be in.
Yeah, I'm going to play two different versions, and by that I mean I'm going to play like the one where he actually talks about not being hurt, not the prelude, and I'll play the prelude when you can't get half a word before there's a curse word.
Yeah, I don't think you can play. You're just going to be beep, beep, beep,
yeah,
beep,
that's,
beep, beep.
Yeah, that's the point. Yeah. He was not thrilled.
I don't think he plays again in the NFL. I don't know who.
And apparently
he can't catch the ball.
And he's a new father, so he might want to figure out how to stay in the league.
I learned this weekend that Snacks has to have surgery now on his shoulder. He broke his collarbone while you were gone.
Okay.
And he has to have
one
surgery.
Sentence. Okay.
Yeah, he has to have surgery now, but can still play video games like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you can still play video games.
You can still play video games, but homework is...
No, you can't do that.
Can't write or type, but you can play video games. I notice it's selective.
Yeah. All right. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Let's go. We start with who was first. John was first up. Hey, John.
Yeah, I learned that Lamar Jackson.
That's the John you don't want to hear from.
Can. He's banned.
I didn't answer the phone. Hey, Lexi, she's our new intern. If you hear that John call again, don't put him on.
No, he's banned.
Because John, that's his.
Sorry,
that's his general name. That's his real name, by the way.
Yes, it is.
That's as general a name as you can have. Like, hey, I know you've been here for one day. If you hear that guy named John again, don't put him on.
Didn't he drop a S my D or something?
Rhinoceros.
Oh yeah. Come on, John. Come on, John. You know you're supposed to call.
In an upset, John was going to call about LeBron Jackson.
Yeah, right.
That's
Lamar
an upset.
Jackson. Right.
Okay. In an upset.
Come on, John. John, come on. Robert, you're next up. Robert, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned this weekend that the Lions head coach needs to make better decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a simple.
Yeah, make better
sometimes
decisions.
What you learn this weekend is a simple. It doesn't have to be fancy.
No.
It's just he needs to make better decisions. That's true.
Was Jamel right? Jamel Hill?
What did Jamel say?
Well, Jamel was that when Dan Campbell got that job, she says to all black, it's just an insult to all black coaches because how does this guy have a job and whatnot? And look, he doesn't even get to the Super Bowl.
Thank you. Vindication. Although she did come on and say, yeah, I got that one wrong. She did.
Did she say it?
Yeah.
Well, good for her. I have respect for people saying
that. Yeah, good. 713-780-3776. Roger.
I will admit, I questioned it when I saw his first press conference.
His first press conference was horrible. About taking out their knees or something, or lions or something. I don't know what he was saying. Roger, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Yes, I learned that no matter what Purdy does, you can't stop the doubters. Everybody's going to think he's a system quarterback.
Yeah. He actually ran better than Lamar did.
Yeah, the Purdy experience is interesting because you watch him, what throw was that? And then he makes the plays he does make, so he kind of balances out. I don't know if we're ever going to look at him and go, that's a great quarterback.
No.
But just get the job done. That's all that matters.
He got his team to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it wasn't game managing either.
No, he made plays. He made plays to make up for the plays he did make in the first half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steven.
But he can also get you down.
This is what I'm saying.
I mean, that's the concern is, you're playing Pat Mahomes. Like, be careful now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got the second half, though.
And the
You do have the second half.
But you're playing that Chiefs defense is apparently pretty tough.
Well, that Chiefs defense has really been great. Yeah. That's what got him to the Super Bowl. Steven, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
That Chiefs finally served the quality and customer service exactly like Lance was talking about.
I have no idea.
I heard quality and customer service. I don't know who he was discussing, though.
That was awful. What was this?
He said quality and customer service. I don't know what company he was talking about, though.
But his phone company. His phone sucked.
Didn't he say exactly what Lance was talking
about? Yeah. Did you have an issue with customer service that you made public?
Probably. I did it with St. Luke's Hospital, but that was years
ago.
It was years ago.
All right. 7137. Steven, I think it's your phone that's quality.
I did.
That was the worst.
One of those computer places. I tried to return a computer fee years ago, and they wouldn't give me my money back. But then they said, when I was walking out, this, you can leave it here, though. And I'm like, So I put it on the ground, and I jumped as high as I could, and I smashed it into a bunch of it, and I started stomping on it, and then I handed it to him.
Here, you can have it.
And I felt like falling down movie.
You're a very sane person.
You were Michael Douglas.
Yeah. It was one of my least sane moments, but people were laughing there.
HWC, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that I should have taken today off after the humble barbecue cook-off.
Oh, man. Sometime you learn that.
You do learn that. What, yesterday was the humble barbecue cook-off?
Apparently.
Or was it Saturday, and you're still like that? That's a time. You had yourself a weekend.
You got to know when to take the day off.
You got to know.
Sometimes you got to pre-plan it.
Listen, if you have to take a day off because you're too much part, then you're too much partying, okay? You got to suck it up and get in there. Play hurt.
He is. He said he should have taken a day off.
He should have, but guess what? He's playing hurt. I appreciate that. Gio, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned this weekend that the Lions sacrificed yesterday win for Detroit Pistons win and free wings.
So the Pistons won, and people think Detroit can't have two good things.
Yeah.
So the Lions had to lose.
Oh, that's probably true.
That's probably true.
God doesn't like Detroit. I mean, look at D12, whatever they were called.
The Eminem created group.
There's Eminem, and they said, we gave you Eminem. You can't have these guys, too. They're going to flame out.
Yeah.
No one ever. Obi tries. Not,
two things.
He tried to carry them as long as he could. You can't. You got to have 8 miles a movie, so we're going to take Detroit completely out of the way.
Yeah. We're going to take all your economy out, okay? Because you got that one
movie.
It's
rough. For as much as he likes us and CJ
Stroud. And your water. We're going to take that, too.
For as much as we're God's team on
that was Flint, not Detroit.
Yeah.
It's close.
It's not.
It's different.
Well, it's different, but it's close. Keith. Oh, this has got to be poor Keith today.
Oh, Ravens
fan. Ravens fan.
What'd you learn
this weekend, Keith?
Hey, guys, I learned that the holdovers with Paul Giamatti deserves all the Oscar recognition. Just a wonderful film. And Lamar...
That's one sentence, Keith. Yeah.
The holdovers is good. Have you seen it yet?
I saw it. I thought it was okay.
It's not Oscar-worthy.
No.
But it's good individual performances.
Okay. It dragged a little bit.
It's a stuffy.
Yeah, stuffy. A private school.
Yeah, movie. Boarding school. Right. But the one kid who's.
Yeah.
Yeah, the skinny one. It's not as good as.
It's all right.
Go watch May December. You want to be creeped out?
No. It's.
You seen May December yet, Del? Yeah,
I love Natalie.
Julianne Moore.
I love Natalie Portman, but I don't know if I want to watch that.
Is it creepy? Yeah. You want to be creeped out?
Do you know what May December's about?
No.
Julianne Moore, it turns out, was a 36-year-old who ends up having an affair with a 13 or 14-year-old. But now they're married, and they're doing. And it's Natalie Portman is a movie star who is
don't
now,
give it all away for them if you, or for people want to watch. Jeez.
No. It's worth seeing. And Natalie Portman, you need to see this.
Hold on. You want to be creeped out? What's the movie about the boarding school kid that goes to the house, the mansion? And have you guys seen this?
I don't. You got to give us more. I don't know.
I'll get the name in a minute. Woods. Is Woods next or no? Yeah, Woods. What's up?
What's up, man? Hey, given enough Maestro de Bell, my girlfriend will turn into Gilbert and go dirty, filthy. Well, dirty, filthy.
Dirty, filthy.
It has an advertiser shout out. It has a show shout out. And it's good for him. For Woods.
Oh, what the hell's the name of this movie? I'll figure it out. Ryan, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Hey, John, you're talking about the movie The Orphan. Anyways, I learned that in a high leverage situation, you shouldn't go to it on fourth down. You should probably take the 3 points, and then we have an overtime game.
Yeah. John's definitely not talking orphan. He's at boarding school.
Yeah.
Was it orphan from boarding school?
No, it was it's a college. It's a British movie. You want to talk about creeped out, you'll get creeped out.
Okay. Have you ever seen Midsommar? Because it doesn't get creepier than Midsommar. Did you ever watch that?
Oh, no. Midsommar?
Yeah. Where it's always light outside, where the group of Americans.
Saltburn.
Saltburn. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I saw that. Wow. Wow.
Oh, God. Do you want to talk about in the bathtub and the grave? Oh, my God.
I haven't seen it yet, but I know about it.
Oh, my God.
I got to fly to Mobile today. I guess I'll download it and watch it on the plane next to Domingo.
I don't want to be your seatmate.
Am I going to sit next to Domingo?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Coach, look at this, what he's doing with the grave.
The grave, what are you doing? Stop doing that with the grave. Lou, what did you learn this weekend in one sentence?
I learned that the Chiefs are inevitable.
Yeah.
God, that's a perfect way to say it.
They are inevitable.
In their worst offensive season in years, great defense, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
They're kind of like the Astros. I mean, we're inevitable, too.
Yeah, yep. But do you think now that this is going to change the election? Because
what do you mean?
Getting more and more attention, and she wants everybody. She tells everybody to vote.
Well, she hasn't done that yet, has she?
I mean, she does that at her concert.
Okay, those are her fans, but they would probably go her way anyway. For the most part,
the Chiefs being in the Super Bowl sways this election.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think people who are going to vote one side are going to vote that side regardless. People who are going to vote the other side are going to vote the other side.
You think Taylor Swift is going to sway people in one direction?
I'm not sure the independent voters loving this
potential.
Well,
Travis Kelce is now doing, you know.
He's done the vaccine stuff and other
stuff.
I still don't think it means a lot to people who vote a certain way.
I think that the Chiefs getting in just might.
Where are some simple
might destroy the entire Republican Party.
I think you're.
They're not doing that from the inside themselves?
Who's last? Angelo, what'd you learn this weekend in one sentence?
Man, I learned after watching Griselda on Netflix, that woman was a wackadoo, man.
Griselda was a wackadoo? I know this.
Oh, I thought, is that?
It is her.
No, I know it's Sofia Vergara, but she was going to get sued by Griselda.
Why?
I didn't even, Griselda saying, this is not a portrayal of me.
Hey.
You're using my name.
Hey,
and she's suing Sofia.
The,
for whatever reason, not the producer. She's suing Sofia Vergara.
Is Vergara a producer on this? She might be.
She
probably is, considering where she stands in Hollywood at this point.
Because I don't ever see her act in anything. That's why I was like, is this actually Sofia Vergara?
Is she did you watch it?
No, not yet.
You haven't seen
it? I'm on so many other things right now. Right. Although,
well, get on Saltburn today and see how you.
I want to watch it on the plane. Like I said, I'm sitting next to Bobby Sloak.
Yeah, your poor seatmate is gonna.
I'm gonna sit next to Bobby Sloak and like, you know what this scene looks like?
You know what he just
second half of the Ravens game.
You see that grave?
See that
you
grave?
Buried you buried our season offense. When you had Tank Dell blocking.
You see, that's our offense. You see that guy on top of a grave? That's Mike McDonald.
What do you see what he does outside with the sister?
Oh, when he became a vampire?
Yes.
Okay. I haven't seen any of this.
It's something. I was like, yeah. Frankie was like, so what do you think of the movie, Dad? I'm like, it's gross. What do you mean, what do I think of the movie? It's hard to watch.
And Sofia Vergara is the executive producer for Griselda, so that's why she would get sued.
I wonder if she's getting sued. Good luck. Good luck with that lawsuit. Time for me to talk about Daisy Dip. Daisy Dip is all. Hey, by the way, congrats. You guys did a great job. Everybody, y'all did a great job. Thank you for playing. What did you learn this weekend in one sentence? Time to talk about Daisy Dip. They remove. Listen, if you're looking for the best way to have that pizza, those wings. You always get ranch with wings, right? Chips. Don't get the chips that have ranch dip already. Don't get the chips that are French onion already. Get regular chips, maybe some ridges in them. Well, that's fine. But get the Daisy Dip for the real taste that you're looking for, because that's going to be good. And listen, no matter what game it is you're watching, you can watch basketball with them. You can watch football with them. You can watch hockey. You can watch whatever sport it is. You can watch a movie and eat your Daisy Dip. They're the best. No MSG or added other junk stuff that I just don't even know what it is, but they don't add all those preservatives. Taste is amazing, and it's addictive. Daisy Dip. Pick it up today. Daisy Dip.
Thank you for listening to ESPN 97.5. It means the world.
A whole new world. A dazzling place I never knew.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.